Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're so excited that you're joining us. Have you ever thought of this question? Why do bad things happen to good people? It's a great question. It's a very common question. In fact, enough people asked my grandmother this question that back in the day, she made a whole teaching about it. And today, we are going to show you that teaching that she made back in the olden days when cell phones still flipped. For those of you that are joining us, we want to say thank you so much to our partners. Partners, thank you for what you do to help us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone with the heart of God. Your partnership, your support helps us to really do God's will for this ministry, and we are so unbelievably grateful for you. Thank you a million times. If you are currently going through a season where you are struggling, maybe you are the good person that bad things are happening to and you're confused, we wanna pray with you that you would experience breakthrough and freedom. Please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would lean into God's presence in this time and that you would experience breakthrough. I know that God has good things for your life. He has a good plan for you, and that his plan is that you would have life and have it to the full. Now we are going to look at a classic teaching that my grandmother did. This is way back in the olden days, but you know, God's word is really timeless. And the lessons and the teachings that she gives spans generations, spans through time. And the things that you can learn from today's teaching, the things that you can pick up on, will bless you as much as they did then, they will bless you the same amount today. Let's take a look at today's teaching.
Tonight I'm gonna ask the ushers if they will pass the green sheets out. And then I'm going to ask if you would open your Bibles to Job. The book of Job is right by Psalms, so it's going to be in about the middle of your Bible. Open your Bibles to Job. And we're looking at why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the righteous suffer? Sarah was saying to me, you know, why do good things happen to bad people? And that's the other side of the coin. We wonder that too. And when we get into this book, you really get some keys. You really, really get some keys. And they are very exciting and they're very wonderful. Because this is the oldest book in the Bible. This is the oldest book in the Bible. So hold your Bible up. Say, Job is the oldest book in the Bible. Now, why would God have this the oldest book? Because that's been the problem from beginning. You know, why do bad things happen to good people? So from the very beginning, God has dealt with this problem. This is the oldest book written, you know, several thousand years ago, like 25, maybe 2,800 years ago, this book was written, inspired by God. It is also called a wisdom book because, you know, this is confusion to us when bad things happen to good people, and when good things happen to bad people. It's confusion to us, but God has an answer. He doesn't just want us out here wondering, well, why is this? Does the word not really work? And why is this happening? And it's, you know, we don't quite know what to do with it. So God puts wisdom in his word, and this is considered a wisdom book. So hold your Bible up again. Say, Job is a wisdom book. So God is going to give us wisdom of how to deal with this very situation and this circumstance, because we all hit it. Now, let's face it, everybody who is born into this life is gonna have some suffering. Is this true? They're gonna have problems. Is this true? Now, how many of you know that Christians have problems? We raise both hands. It is true. But how many of you know that Christians have provisions to go with their problems? And so that's what we wanna do, is get the key and not just go over and over and over, I got a problem, I got a problem, I got a problem, I don't understand what's going on. How can God do this to me? How can he do this to Christians? We need to get the provision so that we don't just stay on that treadmill and never see the breakthrough that God can have for us in the situation, in the circumstance. Now, we're going to read the first two chapters of Job tonight, and then we're just going to look at some little key sentences in chapter 3. And we have a video that I think will help act it out. And then we have, as you see, that green sheet is a question sheet for you. That's your own personal sheet. So nobody has to know any of that. That's just between you and God. But I think it will help you to get some answers. So right now, I want you to turn the sheet over because that's the sheet you're going to use for notes. You'll be taking notes on it. Now, let's start with this man. Remember, this is before the Jewish people, you know, so this is before Abraham, the promise of Abraham. And this occurs, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz, this would be Arabia, whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. And he had 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. He was rich, rich, rich. Now, notice the description here of him is, first of all, his character. Everybody say character. Then it dealt with his family, say family, and then his possessions. So please get that order in it. Now, when you get into this book, you're going to find that battles occur when two forces want the same possession. There are two forces that we're going to see that want the same possession, and they want Job. And the key thing they want with Job is his character. Let me tell you, the devil didn't want Job's cattle. He didn't want his sheep and his donkeys. He didn't really want his kids. He wanted Job's character. And what did God want? God was not so concerned about Job's sheep and cattle. He wanted Job's what? Character. So there is a battle going on for the soul of Job by God and the devil. Now, the same thing is going on with you. The devil wants your soul. He wants your character. He wants you to lose faith in the integrity of God and just throw in the towel, quit reading your Bible, quit praying, doesn't work anyway, don't go to church, and Christians are a bunch of nuts. Okay? So that he is after your soul. He's after your character. But God also wants your soul, wants your character. But we have to make a choice. And so the devil begins to use certain things to make you lose faith in God's integrity and to make you lose your character. Okay, so that's what we wanted to see here. He has a wonderful family. He's very wealthy. But most of all, he has a tremendous character. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. Now, this says something to me very strongly about Job, and that is that he prayed for his children. He loved his children. He wanted them to be spiritual. And he would get up early and offer consecration sacrifices for them, and he believed in the blood sacrifice. So he believed that the blood could cover their sins. So he believed that there was grace in the blood. So he's a man of prayer. He's a man that believed in the blood sacrifice, and this is before Abraham. He knew about a blood sacrifice, and he was the priest for his family.
I love that we see this relationship of Job and his family as the priest. He's the one who is praying on behalf of his family members. Maybe you're watching today and you feel like you are in that role of the priest of your family. Maybe you're thinking about your kids, your grandkids, your brothers and sisters, and they're not following the Lord, and you feel like you're the only one who's standing in the gap and praying for them. Well, we don't want you to pray alone. We want to pray with you for your loved ones. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you. We want to join and lock arms with you, believing for God's will in your family. Job prayed and prayed and prayed, and God honored his faithfulness. God spoke well of him. God saw his heart. Or maybe you're praying and you feel like you are Job in a different season and you continue to pray and you're not seeing breakthrough. we also want to pray with you. We want to pray that God would give you strength to endure, but also would show you what your breakthrough looks like so that you would begin to walk in freedom. You would begin to see the end of the tunnel. And we know that God has good things for you. So please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would experience God's freedom in every area of your life today. Now make sure you stay with us and join us in this next part of the teaching, because God has something for you.
Then it says there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Everybody say yuck three times. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And the Lord said to Satan, "Where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it." Now you will always notice about the devil, he is restless. He is really a restless one. You will notice demonic forces. When they were cast out over in Matthew, it tells you that they went about in dry places seeking something. So anytime you see Satan, demonic forces, they are restless. Many times when you can feel an oppression of the enemy, you are very restless. You can't get settled. You don't know where to go. You don't have peace. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered," and I just love this, "my servant Job." Everybody say my. Now four times in this book, he will call Job his servant. So he is saying, he's mine. He's not yours. He's mine. When God looks at us and we are born again, he calls us his. We're his. Now, he draws attention to Job. Satan didn't. God did. And he brags about him. He said, "There isn't anybody like him on the earth. He's blameless. He's upright. He fears God. He shuns evil." Now, let's think for just a moment. Do you think that Job was blameless? Do you think Job never sinned? Do you think he was perfect? In some of your translations, it says perfect or mature. Do you think he was as good as God said he was? I don't think so. Because when God looks at us, he looks at us through grace. Everybody say grace. What's talking here? Grace. And, you know, we're always beating on ourselves so much. But, you know, God is not mad at us. God isn't even mad at sinners. And so he is looking at him and said, "He is dynamite. I'm wild over him. He's the best thing going." And so the devil, that really makes him nervous, because God is talking about Job's wonderful character. And so Satan says to the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face." He's after his character. Get him to curse God. And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, who is going to touch Job's possessions here? Who is going to touch his children? Who's going to do it? God? Who's going to do it? Come on, people. Who's going to do it? Why do bad things happen to good people? Satan. Let's please get it on the right shoulders. It's on the devil. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Happy occasion, delightful occasion. And a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabians raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels, took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your son and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness, struck the four corners of the house. It fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose. Now look, he got hit from five different areas. And notice how the devil plans something. And I want you to see the devil's devices. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. Put your hand on your head. Say, "I'm not ignorant." Now, let me tell you, the reason sometimes we are ignorant is we don't listen to what God would tell us what the devil's doing. See, this is like a curtain is pulled back, and you can actually see what's going on in heaven. The devil cannot live in heaven. He was kicked out with a third of the angels. He has no abode in heaven, but he has access to heaven. And he has access to heaven tonight. Why? Because he goes up there and accuses you to God. You hear what I'm saying? He is the accuser of the brethren.
Does life feel unfair? Are you asking, why is this happening to me? Marilyn teaches that suffering doesn't come from God, and no matter what we face, his grace will see us through. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you the When God Doesn't Make Sense CD. You can Bounce Back book and Bringing Down Giants mini book. Resources designed to uplift, encourage, and strengthen your faith. For your gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you the Spirit-filled Bible to equip you to live in his kingdom. Grow in your spiritual gifts and hold on to God's promises. Call or click today to receive these powerful resources. And remember, even when life feels unfair, God cares and has a plan for you. Do you want to unlock the secrets of living in the miraculous? Join Marilyn Hickey in her exclusive class, Mentored by Marilyn. Several years ago, the Lord told Marilyn, "Don't be buried with your mantle. Pass it on." Marilyn began to make a conscious effort to pass her mantle on to as many people as she could. At Mentored by Marilyn, you'll have access to a treasure trove of materials, download empowering resources, watch insightful videos, and listen to audio teachings on life-changing topics like Seeing Jesus in the Bible and the Mentored by Marilyn collection. Marilyn is extending her mantle to you. Through these anointed and timeless teachings, you'll be mentored in strategic areas that will elevate you to the next level of faith, victory, and fulfillment in your life. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to be mentored by Marilyn. Visit mentoredbymarilyn.org today and embark on a miraculous journey of transformation.
Now, when we left off, we were about to see what happens when Satan brings great harm to Job. I want to encourage you, if you feel as though you are in a season where all of the blessings that God has given you are being taken away from you, there are two things that I want you to do. The first thing is I want you to call or go on our website and tell us so that we can pray with you. You don't have to go through this alone. There's a community. We want to join with you and pray that God would bring breakthrough in your situation. And of course, while you're there, make sure you get your copy of today's teaching notes. This is a free downloadable gift from us to you, and you want to make sure you get this because you can follow along with the teaching. The second thing that I want you to do is I want you to worship. Worship? Yes, I want you to worship. In the story of Job, when he's experiencing terrible hardship, the first thing he does is he worships. And it takes great faith to step out and worship in the middle of a season of hardship. But I know that every single person watching, you are growing in your faith. And to be able to step out and worship, tell God how good he is. Remember the things that he has done for you, the gifts that he's given you, the blessings that he has for you. I believe that you can do it. And of course, call, go on the website. We want to pray that your faith would grow. Let's jump back into the teaching.
Okay, now let's see what Job is going to do. Because the devil is after his character, and God is after his character, and a battle is going on, and Job doesn't even know it. He arose, he tears his robe, he shaves his head, he falls to the ground, and what does he do? Come on, what did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Now, what do you do in a trial when it keeps going bad, 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 bad? What do you do? And this is the big key that gave him the strength to take him through until the trial finally broke. So here he worships the Lord, and he says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away." Now, what he didn't realize is the devil had taken away. Amen? The devil come on the scene. He's a thief, he's a devourer, he's a murderer. Is this true? And he's right doing what he's supposed to do, or what not what he's supposed to do. He shouldn't be doing it, but he's doing it. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. So he worshiped the Lord when the trial hit and all these things happened, which would have been terrible, just one after another, after another, after another, after another. Now, will God get mileage out of everything? Will he get mileage out of your trials, your problems? Can he give you a revelation? Can he show you what the enemy is doing? Can you slap the devil to the wall? Yes, but remember, what the devil's really after is your soul. Point to yourself, say, the devil wants my character. He wants my soul. Now point to yourself, say, and God wants my character and my soul. Okay, now, did the devil stop and say, well, okay, he's still worshiping God, so be cool. Probably not going to get him. Does the devil just give up after one time? No. So now there's a day when the sons of God, which are angels, everybody say angels, came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered, the same old garbage, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Restless. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered who? My servant Job. There's none like him on earth. He's blameless. He's upright. He's one who fears God. He shuns evil. And he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause. He said, look at him. He's still got his character. He didn't curse me. And God brags on him. How does God see us? He sees us through grace. Everybody say it. You know, God brags on us more than we ever brag on ourselves. He thinks you're more valuable than you ever think about yourself. Because we don't very often look at ourselves with grace. You know, we say, oh, my sins are forgiven. But we're not just forgiven sinners. We're valuable Christians. I mean, we're kings and priests. That's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us we have authority over Satan. I mean, we're hot stuff. And that's the way God sees us, and that's the way the Word says it. But see, he doesn't see this because Job doesn't see it. He doesn't even know what's going on. Now Satan puts the pressure on a little harder. Everybody say, a little harder. How many of you know he'll come after you and get a little tougher? But remember, this is a device. Okay, so Satan says, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But you stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Who made Job sick? Who makes you sick? When Jesus came to undo the works of the devil, was sickness a work of the devil? Okay, so let's don't say, oh, this sickness must be from God. Okay, it's the devil who made him sick. And Job is so sick, and imagine how this poor, pitiful man, he takes a piece of broken pottery and scrapes himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. This meant, evidently, that pus was pouring out of his body, and he's scraping the pus off. He doesn't even have Kleenex, you know, to get free of the thing. It is so painful. There are boils that he has been hit with. They're painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Then his wife said to him, oh, my, what a charmer she is. Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Now, you need to understand that God uses people, and he uses their words. Is that true? And we don't even realize that's a device, that the real thing behind the people is not always the people. They're not even thinking sometimes of what they're saying and how stupid they're acting. But the devil is using them. And who could get to you the most? The person who is the closest to you. That's the person that can really get to you. So she says, why don't you curse God and die? Now, he could have slapped her sideways, or he could have said, I'm going to do it. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and shall not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
Does life feel unfair? Are you asking, why is this happening to me?
Who to
us. The devil lets Marilyn teaches that suffering doesn't come from God, and no matter what we face, His grace will see us through. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you the When God Doesn't Make Sense CD. You can Bounce Back book and Bringing Down Giants mini book. Resources designed to uplift, encourage, and strengthen your faith. For your gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you the Spirit-filled Bible to equip you to live in His kingdom. Grow in your spiritual gifts and hold on to God's promises. Call or click today to receive these powerful resources. And remember, even when life feels unfair, God cares and has a plan for you.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and He wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
But I can tell you what's taking him through at this point. It's worship. Everybody say it.
It's worship. When you're in the middle of a really tough season, when Satan is really just getting you all around, you have to step out in worship. Let me share a story with you. When I walked away from the Lord and I came back, there was this moment, this season, where I was having a really, really difficult time in my mental health. Just a lot of things were going wrong. And I was talking to a friend of mine and she said, well, you know, what music are you listening to? And I thought that was such a weird question. But when I thought about it, I was listening to very sad, complaining music, not very uplifting music. And she said, you need to be listening to worship music. I wasn't really interested in that in the time, but the Lord told me, she's right, you need to be listening to worship music instead of sad and complaining music. So what did I do? I started listening to worship music. And my life began to change. I began to see breakthrough in my mental health. I began to see breakthrough in my family, and I began to see breakthrough every single day. When I got up in the morning, I didn't want to stay in bed and just waste the day. I actually wanted to get out of bed and join the day, be a part of my day. And I know that that was a result of worshiping God intentionally. If you're having a hard time with that, I want you to get today's book. This is my grandma's book, You Can Bounce Back. This is a powerful teaching that will help you learn to bounce back from anything. You are not down for long. Satan has a plan for you, but God's plan is better. And I'll give you a spoiler alert. God's plan will prevail over Satan's plan. So call, go on the website, make sure you get the book today.